Kia ora and welcome to this episode of Around the Fire, where I'm keen to share some more recent stages of my healing journey. If you followed the journey with me for a while, you'll know that I have struggled with depression, anxiety, alcohol abuse, self-harm, codependency, and shame, and some other things along the way. And more recently, I've really been looking into that shame side of things. And looking back in my journals, could see that I was starting to put some pieces of the puzzle together. But it was only in 2023 that I really got some massive clarity as to what was going on and just how much this shame burden was forming part of my life. And shame is really around that feeling of not being enough. And it was in February 2023 that a teammate was asking me about someone that they were supporting and around their behaviours and things. And I was like, gosh, this is like a mirror in terms of how I have reacted to things in the past and some of the actions and behaviours that have shown up for me that haven't felt authentic at all, but that I haven't been able to understand and get clear on. And so I was like, right, this is the time that actually I need to understand more about shame and that feeling of not enoughness and understand just how much it's been playing out in my life and what it's caused me. And so I embarked on this journey, not quite aware of where it would take me, or had no idea where it would take me, but not quite aware of the extent of how it would feel if I actually started healing this. And of course, along the way, I had the feelings of, oh, you know, I'm a life coach, I should have dealt with this by now. Why hadn't I dealt with it sooner? But on the pathway to belonging, which is an online pathway platform that I've got, there's the healing stages. And then as part of the journey, there's a stage later on called reclaiming. And to get to that stage, we need to have done some of the groundwork. We need to have some of that connection with ourselves to be able to go and do some of the harder stuff. For me to delve into this box that I've been carrying around for so long, I needed to have those anchors in place to be able to go there. Because you imagine a diver out at sea, they're going to have that boat, they're going to have that anchor to come back to. If they don't have that, it's pretty tough going. And I can't even fathom or imagine doing the work that I did last year without that sort of reassurance or that place to come home to within myself. And so what did this look like? This really looked like getting to understand the behaviours, the actions, the way I would react to things, the triggers, how I would go from, you know, doing okay to suddenly flipping and heading into my survival space and reacting from that place. And it was a tough year, and this podcast isn't about shame, and it's not about the process and what happens and all the rest of it. I talk about that elsewhere, and I'm more than happy to talk about that. I love talking about it because every time I talk about it, whoever's listening goes, ah, they make a connection from some part of the journey. Now, I got to the end of the year and I was just like, wow, this has been a pretty hefty year in terms of really getting clear on what shame was, how it affected me, how it had played out in my life, and then releasing it and then healing, you know, those beliefs, those stories that have played out for so long. And please don't get me wrong. Please don't think that, you know, this burn of shame absolutely wrote my whole first half of my life off. I've had some amazing experiences and times and gifts and memories and things like that. But all that time, I was working over the top of this box of shame. Box of shame, burden of shame. And so when I was coming to the end of the year and I was, you know, beginning to feel the differences from the work that I've been doing, I was like, what is life going to be like without carrying this weight around, carrying this burden around? And I was reflecting on that and thinking, wow, you know, all that energy, all that emotions, all that time capacity spent on carrying that box, carrying that burden, trying to deal with it, dealing with the aftermath, whatever it might be. It's just like, I can reclaim all that back. I can have that part of me back. And so I was reflecting on this, and I was reflecting on the year, and I was looking forward now. And I was back in the UK, and mum, dad, and I were watching a TV program called The Piano. And basically, participants would enter and they got to play this beautiful piano in a London train station, totally unaware that there were a couple of judges. And four of them, I think, got picked to play at a concert at the Royal Festival Hall. And it was just beautiful. It was a beautiful series. And one of the people that got to play at the Royal Festival Hall was a young guy who lost his dad to suicide when he was 9. And for the concert, he played an original piece called Learn to Live. And it was just beautiful because he, had obviously had his own mental health journey after losing his dad and working his way through that. And then for him, learning to live again. And I really sat with those three words and the words of the song, but those three words in particular, learn to live. And I was like, that's what I've got to do now. That's what I've got to do. I've really got to, I've got this opportunity. I've done the hard work of understanding what was going on, of releasing it, of connecting even deeper back with who I'm meant to be and who I'm on the planet to be and how I want to show up. It's just like, wow. As I say, all that energy and time and worry and fear and doubt and double guessing and overthinking, it's just like jeepers. All that energy can be channeled into fully living, fully showing up, including all the parts of me. And, please don't think that, wow, Liz doesn't experience shame anymore. That's amazing. I absolutely do. We need shame for survival. It's basically meant to be an alarm bell that tells us we've come out of our safe place, out of our community and belonging and connection, and we need to find our way back in. But it's kind of to turned into a toxic thing, which, as I say, I talk about elsewhere. So I do still get triggered, of course I do. But with the tools and the understanding I've got now, I can look in and see what's happening. And then when we can do that, we can then take those steps. I remember it used to just feel like I was flailing and it was dark and thick and grey and heavy and I just wanted the world to swallow me up. Whereas now it's like, sure, I get some of those feelings, but it's like, whoa, okay, we can find our way out of here. Now we've got some exit signs, we've got some tools and steps that we can take. So it was just like, okay, so this is what I've been through. And yeah. All those resources that I've now got, all that energy, all that time, all that headspace, all that heart space, I can actually channel into living, to planning, to saying yes to life, to showing up, to looking after me. And so I was really sitting with that. And so then my next reflections were, so what does that look like? And one of my core values is simplicity. And so, all the tools that I use and things that I create are simple. I often say they're not always easy, but simplicity is really important to me. So, I was like, right, I want to create something that really helps me see how to show up, how to live true to myself, how to, set intentions on. Make conscious choices on how I want the following day to pan out, what I want to be my focus, so that we're no longer stuck in that humdrum, stuck on that hamster wheel type thing, just doing the same old, because that's what we do. And so, coming up with seven pillars of living an authentic life that can really help us to, get clear on all the parts of who we are and all the different areas of life that we felt were meant that if we connected with them, then we would be showing up. Okay, so the seven pillars to living an authentic life. So, kicking off, we've got clarity. So, really a sort of foundational piece on who we are, how we want to be showing up, what's important to us, how we want to be spending our time, how we want to be spending our resources. So, that's a lot around core values and, that sort of backbone of our soul, backbone of who we are. Then we've also got connection. So, again, following on connection to ourselves, but also connection to nature, connection to Mother Earth, connection to our community and those around us. So really bringing in that inclusion, that community, that belonging side of things, which is so important for survival, but also for our healing journey and just to be making the most out of life. And then we've got courage. And this just felt a really important part of showing up authentically because it can involve change and it can involve, I'd love to say it was absolutely smooth sailing journey once you've, made that decision to show up and you've got this, and this in place, and then it's like, woo, let's go. But actually, it's not like that. And spoiler alert, it does take courage to change. However much we want the changes, it still can still take courage. And so bringing that really in as a pillar of going, actually, you know what? I want to make these changes, and I'm gonna, take those steps, and that's a beautiful thing. I often talk about small steps. To keep moving forward. They don't have to be giant leaps unless we want them to be. And then following on from that change takes courage and courage takes energy. And so we need the next pillar is around care, and we need that self-care happening so that we've got energy in the tanks to be able to make those changes. Very hard to make any changes when tanks are depleted, we're exhausted, and haven't got much to sort of roll with. So really that looking after ourselves, putting energy in the tanks, but also, self-care being kind of just a beautiful part of life that we want to include. I don't want self-care to feel like something on a to-do list for people, but just something that it's like, actually, I want to make these a routine in my life. And then we have clues. So clues in our emotions. So again, that emotional intelligence side of things, our emotions bring us massive, massive clues. And the more that we can connect in with what we're feeling, then we can really get clear and understand on the messages that they're bringing to us. And then we've got contribution. So again, what are we doing within the community on whatever level, whatever capacity we have available to us to be part and show up for others as well? And there's a lot to this part. There's a difference between people pleasing and genuinely giving, and ensuring that our tanks are topped up as well before, we try and do that. But again, essential part of who we are. And again, with all these pillars, it's really around meeting ourselves where we're at with the capacity that we've got. So contribution, sure, it might be running a 3-day fundraising event, but it might also just be smiling at a stranger or holding the door open for someone or letting someone into traffic or having a bit more of a chat with the person at the supermarket. So again, these pillars, it's not like bosh, bosh, bosh. This is what it's got to look like. This is what you've got to do every day. It's going, actually, here's something to ponder on. Here's something to go put some attention to, put an intention to the night before to really sort of bring it into our mix more. And then finally, the last pillar is creating space. So we can think, yes, I want to have more fun. Yes, I want to have more adventures. Yes, I want to do more study, whatever it might be. But actually, what needs to come first is finding that space in our world of where we're going to actually bring that in. Otherwise, it can feel hard. It can feel like a struggle or something else for the to-do list. And what we want to do is create that space and prioritize that time for whatever else it is that we want to bring in. Without doing that, however much we want it can be hard to fit it in and then hard to keep it sustainable. So, yes, seven pillars: clarity, connection, courage, contribution, care, clues, and creating space. And yeah, sort of seven pillars, seven signposts, seven guidelines, seven keys, whatever sort of wording suits you. But I like that idea that, we have the sort of foundations, and that anchor in who we are, and then these pillars are really around authentic living. And if we're connecting with these pillars regularly, then we get to live true to ourselves and show up and live a full life. So, just to sort of wrap up, coming back to those words of learn to live, learning to live, learning to live an authentic life, showing up fully, really creating a life that, we're excited about, that we're fulfill, that's fulfilling, that we have stories to tell, that we have things to share, that we can bring other people in on. The ripple effect of living authentically is huge. And half the time we don't even know the extent of the ripple effect, but it's, actually just showing up as our true self. I have so many stories of hearing someone showing up authentically, or seeing someone showing up authentically, and yeah, the benefits that that's brought to others has just been beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So yeah, really getting clear on including all the parts of us, working through the pathway to belonging, the healing parts of the journey. And you can check out another podcast that I've got on that. I'd love it that, there was just eight stages and bosh, you're done, you're healed, just like that. But yeah, we're absolutely up and down that pathway. But the pillars to living an authentic life give us a destination. They go, okay, here's a guide. This is what I want to look like according to these pillars. There's my destination. How am I going to get there? How am I going to get back there? How am I going to reconnect to my true self? And it is, it's around including all those parts of us that, sometimes do get, for whatever reason, pushed down, left behind, lost. Yeah, stuck, and going, actually, I do want to create space for that. Actually, I do want to find out more about that. Actually, I do want to bring that back into my life so that we are showing up fully and living an authentic life. And it can take some getting used to. And so that really comes back to that. Actually, you know what? I want to learn to live. And as I said at the beginning, there was a part of me that was just like, jeepers, you're a life coach. You've been a life coach for a while now. How come you're only just learning to live? But I fully trust the healing journey, and there is no way I could have done the piece of work recently, earlier on in my journey. And yeah, I am not ashamed to say that actually now, I'm learning to live, and I'm learning to show up in a way that I've never been able to before because of this burden that I've been carrying. And the beautiful thing with the Hummingbird Collective, which is my online women's community, is that it's a group of women all doing the same thing. Whether it's someone's, whether people have given up alcohol and they want to learn to how to truly live without that, or have come out of a toxic relationship, or have left a difficult workplace, or the kids have left home, and it's just like, yeah, actually, what else is there? Who else am I? How do I want to be showing up? What do I want my life to look like? What do I want to feel? What more lovely, wholesome, yummy feelings do I want to have in my world? What other colors, what other energy, what other vibrance do I want in my world? And so that's the beautiful journey that we share together in the Hummingbird Collective. But that's enough of me now. That was a bit around, yeah, my journey and this latest sort of piece of the puzzle, I call it, ever-growing puzzle, to, yeah, really get clear on, okay, what could life look like without carrying all the stuff around that we do? What would it look like for you? What would it feel like? What would it include? You might want to spend some time journaling after listening to this. Go crazy. You don't even need to worry about the hows or the whys or the whats. Just have a think. If you were truly living, if you were making the most of your time here on this planet, if you had the opportunity to go, actually, you know what? I don't know what this is going to look like. I don't know what it's going to feel like. I don't know what it's going to, where it's going to take me. But I want something more. I want something more out of this life. Maybe jot some bullet points down, put pen to paper, make a cuppa and have a ponder, because it's absolutely available to us if we make that decision.